Good morning. It is Tuesday, April 21st, 2026. A slow, warming spring morning in most of the Northern Hemisphere, and if you are anything like me, you are somewhere between your first coffee and actually being awake. I'm going to take the next 15 minutes or so and walk you through the four stories in AI research and industry that I think are worth your attention from the last 24 hours. These are not the loudest or most clickable items of the day. They are the ones that reward a little patience. It is an interesting spread today. We have a piece of open-source post-training infrastructure from AI2 that might quietly change how labs maintain their model families. A robotics environment generator that just landed on Hugging Face Daily Papers. Another open-weight frontier shuffle out of China, this time from Moonshot. And a vision language action paper that is trying to collapse chain-of-thought reasoning into a single latent forward pass without losing the explainability. Let's get into it. First up, AI2. The Allen Institute released BR. That stands for Branched Adapters and Routers, and it is a recipe for post-training language models one capability at a time by training domain experts independently on disjoint data slices, then merging the resulting experts into a single mixture of experts model for inference. The released archive paper, titled Train Separately, Merge Together, frames the method as an answer to a practical problem that has been gnawing at industrial post-training pipelines for more than a year. When a lab wants to upgrade a single capability, say, adding a new long context, supervised fine-tuning set, improving a math reasoning track, or patching a safety behavior, the conventional recipe requires rerunning the full post-training pipeline against the joint objective. That is because supervised fine-tuning and reinforcement learning from human feedback objectives interact in ways that make isolated updates regress prior capabilities. AR decouples the problem. Each capability is trained on its own branch, using lightweight adapters. Each branch is routed to its own expert slot, and the resulting merged mixture of experts model exposes all capabilities at inference without ever having computed the cross-capability joint loss. AI2 reports that this allows independent expert upgrading in production. The practical win is that a team ACU working on the math track does not have to coordinate with the team working on safety or agentic tool use to ship an update. The paper is open, and AI2 confirms the recipe is being applied to the Olmo model family. The importance here lies less in a headline benchmark number and more in the operational claim. Most large labs have accumulated dozens of post-training datasets, and their current merge strategy is a combination of data mixing, per task, low rate, and careful rehearsal, none of which scale cleanly. If BAR's claims hold under replication, this is the kind of infrastructure paper that changes how open-weight model families are maintained over time. Early community reaction has centered on whether the mixture of experts, routing overhead offsets the avoided compute for joint retraining, and on how BAR's expert isolation interacts with constitutional AI-style objectives that intentionally span many capability axes. Worth watching. Moving on to our second story, Claw NV Kit is a toolkit for automatically generating training environments for claw-shaped robotic agents. The classic prehensile manipulator category you see in warehouse picking, assembly, and home task research. The contribution is procedural environment synthesis. Instead of hand-authoring task scenes or relying on a small set of curated benchmark arrangements, the system generates a large distribution of claw-compatible manipulation scenes with configurable clutter, object affordances, and task specifications. Papers in this line have been accumulating across 20, 25, and 20, 26. The open-ended environment synthesis thread is one of the more active subfields in robot learning. But Claw NV Kit is notable for pairing the generator with a unified evaluation harness targeted at a specific morphology class. The paper is surfaced across five sources, including a hugging face daily papers feature, which indicates the community sees it as a useful piece of infrastructure rather than just another benchmark. For applied robotics, the practical question is whether the generated environments actually transfer. Procedural environment generation has historically produced benchmarks that are easier to overfit than to generalize from, because the generator's inductive biases leak into the training distribution. ClawNVKit's value will be determined by whether independent labs can take a polyp being trained on its generated scenes and show real-world transfer without additional fine-tuning on hand-curated rollouts. The broader context is that vision language action models, OpenVLA, RT2, and the more recent X-Embodied, need enormous training volumes, and procedural generators are the only realistic path to that scale. Work like ClawNVKit is how the open research community keeps pace with the proprietary data advantages of labs like Physical Intelligence and Figure. Third up, we shift to the frontier model track. Moonshot AI released KimiK 2.6, and artificial analysis has evaluated it as the new leading open weights language model on their independent intelligence composite. The intelligence composite is a rolling average across reasoning, mathematics, coding, and knowledge benchmarks that artificial analysis reruns in-house. So the claim is not just a number copied from the model card. KimiK 2.6 now sits above the previously leading open weight models, the Qwen-3 family, GLM-5, and DeepSeek's latest, while also undercutting the closed frontier tier from OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google Research by a smaller margin than any open weight model before it. The release is significant for three reasons. First, Moonshot has been publishing progressively stronger, long context variants. The original K2 shipped with one of the largest open weight context windows of 2025, and K2.6 extends the pattern. Second, the pricing on the hosted API is aggressive compared to Western closed models, which matters for agentic workloads, where token economics dominate. Third, and most importantly for the trajectory of the open weight frontier, this is a Chinese lab leading on a composite intelligence benchmark. The gap between open and closed has been steadily closing, but the sustained leadership has usually flipped between Qwen, DeepSeek, and GLM. KimiK joining that rotation means four Chinese labs are now trading the open weight crown on a monthly cadence. For practitioners making inference stack decisions this week, the actionable question is whether K2.6's latency, tool use quality, and structured output reliability match the composite benchmark number. Those do not always track. Community discussion will likely center on whether the weights are released under a genuinely permissive license on memory footprint relative to Qwen-3 at 235 billion parameters, and on whether K2.6's safety profile departs from the Chinese lab baseline on politically sensitive prompts. And for our fourth and final story today, we have 1VL, full title, One-Step Latent Reasoning and Planning with Vision Language Explanation. 1VL targets a specific failure mode in current vision language action pipelines used for autonomous driving. Chain of thought reasoning improves trajectory quality, but it imposes an autoregressive latency tax that is prohibitive for real-time deployment. Latent chain-of-thought methods attempt to compress the reasoning trace into continuous representations that can be consumed in a single forward pass. But those approaches lose the auditability and grounding of explicit reasoning. 1VL proposes a one-step latent reasoning architecture that preserves a visually grounded explanation without running a sequential reasoning decoder at inference. The paper reports that one-step latent reasoning achieves parity with multi-step chain of thought on trajectory prediction benchmarks while eliminating the autoregressive cost and retains an explanation surface that downstream verification can consume. The paper's significance is split between two communities. For researchers, it is an empirical contribution to the ongoing debate over whether explicit chain of thought is necessary for planning quality, or whether the latent variant suffices when the representation is trained end-to-end. One VL argues for the latter under the right training setup. For the robotics industry, the practical question is whether one-step latent reasoning is robust to distribution shift. The concern with compressing reasoning into a single forward step is that long-tail scenes, construction zones, unusual traffic patterns, rare pedestrian behaviors, may not admit a single-shot answer, even when the latent representation is high capacity. The paper is featured on Hugging Face Daily Papers with 43 upvotes on release day, which is a strong signal of community interest. Replication and deployment results from second labs will determine whether 1VL becomes the default shape of autonomous driving vision language action systems or remains a strong but narrow result. And that is your 4. A zoomed out read of today's top of the digest. The open weight frontier is getting tighter. Post-training is moving toward modular, expert merging rather than joint retraining, and vision language action research continues to fight the latency versus reasoning trade-off from two different directions. Procedural environment scale on one side, latent single-step reasoning on the other. Good day for anyone building an open source. The full digest, with the next 20-plus items, papers on reinforcement learning saturation dynamics, embodied planning safety, medical vision language models, and a multimodal math reasoning benchmark, is up on the site as usual. I will be back tomorrow with whatever the overnight run turns up. Until then, take care of yourself and keep reading papers. Cheers.